Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
You can call or text 617-931-1234. Want to find out what you got into over the weekend? Again, call or text that number 617-931-1234. Text from the 978. Visited a cranberry bog and went to Winefest in P-Town. That sounds like a party.
P-Town is a party all the time.
Right. So Winefest at the end of the season has got to be a pretty good party. Producer Dan, I know you went to Philadelphia this weekend with your girlfriend.
Yes, it was my girlfriend Kaylee and I's 1-year anniversary.
Congratulations,
Thank you. We made it. She put up with me for 365 days. And we kind of put this together last minute impromptu just because we want to go out and celebrate. And we threw it together the end of last week. And it went really well, but it got off to a rocky start, no pun intended.
Yeah.
We get there on Friday. We leave at like noon. It's like a 6.5-hour drive through traffic in New York City. New Jersey is a desolate wasteland, but that's a different segment. And we get to our Airbnb, which we got for a steal, which should have been our first sign.
Red flag.
It was too cheap. And we get there, and it's a new listing. Like, this guy has had prior listings. Those are no longer in service. And this, we are like the first guests that have booked this brand new listing. So we are like the guinea pigs. There's no reviews on it. That's why the price was lower. And we get there, and the first, at like 7 p.m., we haven't eaten. We're tired. I've been up since 4 doing the show. And as soon as we get there, we're like, oh, we are in the trenches.
The neighborhood's not so great?
The neighborhood's not ideal. We're not near the Liberty Bell. We're not in that area of Philly. We're in the trenches. As soon as we get out, it's noticeable. And we go to our door, and we can't get in. Like, we're hitting the passcode. There's a code on the side with, like, a pin. And it's not working. The door handle is kind of, like, broken. It's hanging by a thread, and it's not really, like, screwed in right. And we can't get in. We're hitting the code. I'm like trying to kick this door down like SWAT team. So we have to find this guy on Airbnb and text him. He has to drive over and do something in the back and get us in the front. So we finally get into the apartment after like a half an hour. We're tired, we're hungry, and we're a little cranky. We go, there's no restaurants near us. There's one that's like dilapidated and shut down. It was supposed to be a view of Fairmount Park. There's no view. It's just abandoned buildings. So we get back in the car and drive to a different location, find a restaurant, come back, and it's like 9:30. We're exhausted. And we go to get in bed. And I lie down on the left side, and it's fine. And Kaylee goes to lie down on the right side and immediately falls out of the bed.
Oh, no.
Because the box spring is broken.
Oh, my God, Dan.
It is warped. And now, at this point, we're texting him feverishly because we're a little emotional. We're fed up. We're like, we'll pay tonight. We'll stay. We'll pay for the accommodations, but we want a refund for the rest of our trip. We're going to find other accommodations. This isn't acceptable. And he was just like, guys, it's a box spring. He's like, oh, he was texting. I'll have one of my techs come take a look at it. Like, there's no text. You're a 25-year-old kid on Airbnb. It's just you. Come up here and look at the box spring. So eventually, by like a guy comes over. It's like 10:30, 11 at this point. He looks at the box spring, goes, oh, yeah, that's not going to work. Takes it out and leaves. So we sleep that night on the mattress, whatever.
Right.
And then the next day, he comes in with the new box spring and everything gets fixed.
Oh, wow. Nice service.
So, yeah, we got off to a little bit of a rocky start. But then things picked up once we kind of got away from our Airbnb and took an Uber into the city.
Right.
And we had just the best time. We took your advice, Kennedy. We did the hop-on, hop-off trolley tour.
I just think it's the best way to see a city when you don't have much time.
Yeah, so we were cruising on the top of a double-decker bus through downtown Philadelphia, which I don't know how they get that double-decker trolley through some of those side streets. I would be swiping mirrors off if it gave me anxiety.
Was it nice weather?
Oh, yeah, it was nice. It was a little cold at first at like 9 a.m., but by like 11 it warmed up.
Right.
And we did so much. We did people texting in with their advice. I did a lot of those things. We did the Reading Terminal, which is like Faneuil Hall on steroids. Mm-hmm. It's like the airport. There's no rules. There's all these different shops. Mm-hmm. People are eating like beef ribs at 8:30 in the morning. We went and did Eastern State Penitentiary, which is the first ever penitentiary in the world. It had running water here before the White House did. And Steve Buscemi narrates this crazy tour of all the prisoners. It was one of the coolest things we've done there. We went and did the Liberty Bell, which was a long line for a bell that had a crack in it, but it's a symbol of freedom. I guess it's their Plymouth Rock.
Yep.
What else did we do? We did Hamilton.
That's wild. I love
you went and saw Hamilton?
We went and saw Hamilton.
Was that on your plan?
No, it just happened to be in town. Right. I jumped on the app and got us tickets.
Okay.
And we went and did the Rocky Steps.
Okay.
And we're in line for the Rocky statue.
Okay.
And so everyone's standing in line. It's probably like a 10-minute line. And it's dead quiet. So I've been like, this is weird. This isn't a funeral procession. It's Rocky.
Right.
So I get out my phone and I start playing the Rocky theme song and I raise it above my head loudly.
Wow. Wow, Dan, wow.
And I start quoting Rocky lines. And the girl, the couple in front of me starts shadow boxing and everyone starts getting into it and I'm doing like the whole movie. And I look over and Kaylee is mortified. I mean,
you're just hyping up the people.
Mortified. She goes, shut that off. We're in public. What are you doing? And I'm like, what do you mean? It's the Rocky statue. They all know why they're here. Yo, Adrian.
Come
Vic. Come Vic. I didn't hear no bell. We ran up the steps. I stood behind her and did the whole theme song to mortify her again.
Oh, wow.
We did all the touristy things. Went to the Muni Museum also.
I'm so glad you had fun.
Yeah, and went and got a cheesesteak at Jim's on our last
meal.
Where?
Jim's on South Street. Wait, it's not Pat or Gino's, but it's what? Jim's is probably better than Pat or Gino's.
Oh.
I have a hot take on cheesesteaks, though.
What?
I think the cheesesteak is an overrated sandwich. I don't see how the city of Philadelphia bases their whole personality on
the entire city is Pat's or Gino's, Pat's or Gino's, and Dan's over here, Jim's.
Sometimes you got to go off the beaten path, and that's okay.
A North Shore three-way from Bill and Bob's is better than a cheesesteak. Maybe I'm biased in Boston. Fight me.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Presented by T-Mobile. The official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.